Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Roger Lilly is an energy analyst. We've spoken to him before many, many times, and we wanted to find out what on earth is going on with Eskom, especially in terms of sabotage. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. How are you? Yes, I'm well, thank you, and thank you for inviting me to your show again this morning.
So what is going on at Eskom? When we started hearing about this maybe a year ago or even more than that, it's first seemed a little strange, but then it seems to be becoming a little bit more of a reality. Is there real sabotage?
It does look like it. I've seen the photographs. I think we've all seen the photographs that have been published in the media of the pylon next to Letaba Power Station to south of Johannesburg that was literally cut. You can see the cut marks very clearly in the photographs. So, you know, that doesn't happen by itself, these things. And now, you know, one can say it was cable theft or metal theft, but unfortunately nothing was taken. And so one has to question then, was it deliberate to produce a load shedding event? What was and obviously one then has to start asking, what is the motivation behind that?
Absolutely. And your thoughts, your view?
My view is that if it is sabotage, then it is fairly obvious that what's behind it is an intention to change the existing leadership under the auspices or the accusation that the current leadership is incapable of preventing load shedding. And in so doing, to place someone there who, again, will be able to open the coffers of the utility and make monies available to those that that wish to pull for them. And that's my opinion. And I think it's strengthened by the fact that Eskom is likely to receive more than the lion's share of the 131 billion rand, which has been promised by the international community in terms of a program to migrate Eskom's generating capacity away from coal to cleaner technology. Up until this point, one of the arguments against that has been the fact that the country simply cannot afford to do that because there are a number of implications. But I think where the water gets muddied is that the Minister of Mineral Affairs and Energy claims to be concerned about the mine workers. And he's forgetting, or conveniently not mentioning, perhaps, that, in fact, mining of coal will not stop simply because Eskom doesn't use the coal anymore. Because India and China have massive demand for coal. And so we can export our coal. That'll be good for the miners because it'll keep them in their jobs. We have a rail line that takes the coal to Richards Bay. It's already in place, so that can be used. And we'll get foreign exchange by selling the coal offshore rather than burning it ourselves. And at the same time, we can comply with the agreement that we signed with the international community in Paris all those years ago in terms of trying to get a cleaner air and a cleaner environment for our people. So if the government is serious about its better life for all statement, that starts by giving people clean air to breathe.
It absolutely does. How vulnerable are we, though, to sabotage? You know, we're starting to see articles that said we could have been plunged into load shedding stage six from what went on. Are we very vulnerable?
We are very vulnerable. If you consider, you know, these power lines crisscross the country, and you may remember during the war in Mozambique many years ago, power lines were attacked. You know, this would thwart the authorities' ability to sort of communicate and empower its army. So yes, power lines are unfortunately almost impossible to secure. You know, you can't have a soldier at every power line, power pylon. So what do we do? You know, we've got to find a solution where those who are behind this are found and prosecuted and imprisoned or whatever, because this has got to stop. And unfortunately, the only way we're going to do that, Howard, is we're going to have to do that with political will. Epsom cannot fight this battle on its own. You and I cannot find this battle on our own. It has to come from the top. And what really frustrates me is that the minister who is directly responsible for Eskom, the Minister of Public Enterprises, remains so very quiet. And when he does open his mouth to say something, he makes inane statements that really mean nothing. And that to me is really annoying. But it goes even higher than that, because by now, since the proof has been shown, we should have the law enforcement agencies, you know, really tackling this. We should have the army in place, whatever it takes. You've got to protect your environment. So to me, it is gravely concerning.
And where is André de Ruyter in all of this? He seems to have acknowledged that there is sabotage and that it's perhaps an attempt to undermine him.
It is an attempt to undermine him, ultimately, because he is the one who will prevent further thievery and robbery from the utility. He's the one that has made sure that things have been tightened up in terms of accountability. He's the one that's made sure that that people who have been found to be guilty of thievery have been prosecuted. So naturally, he's enemy number one against those who would get their dirty fingers into this money.
It is 8:41. Roger Lilly, energy analyst. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us.